You're listening to SBS News.
A new report on international epidemic readiness says a collective failure by political leaders to heed warnings and prepare for an infectious disease pandemic has transformed a world at risk to a world in disorder. The paper from the Global Preparedness Monitoring Board says despite world leaders being clearly forewarned of the dangers, they failed to take adequate action. Board co-chair Dr. Gro Harlem Brundtland says the COVID-19 pandemic has seen their worst fears realised.
The impact of COVID-19 is even worse than we anticipated. But actions that we called for last year have still not been taken. Without such action, the world remains vulnerable. So will this happen again? Unfortunately, yes. Exactly when and where, we do not know, but everything humanity is currently doing to our planet makes another pandemic inevitable.
The report also notes a lack of leadership is exacerbating the current pandemic. Director General of the World Health Organization, Tedros Ghebreyesus, is also a board co-chair. Dr. Tedros says failure to learn the lessons of COVID-19 will mean the next pandemic is even more disastrous.
The world throws money at an outbreak, then does little to prevent the next one. We have had numerous reviews, reports, and recommendations. Some have been heeded, many have not. It's as if we wait for the plane to crash, then call for more safety inspections. We wait until the town burns down, then decide we need a fire department. We wait until the storm comes, then try to fix the roof.
The warnings come as global case numbers approach 30 million and global deaths near 1 million. Johns Hopkins University has confirmed over 29 million COVID-19 infections worldwide and more than 925,000 deaths. India is fast emerging as the new global focus point, with more than 92,000 new cases reported yesterday. That puts the total number of infections in the country at more than 4.8 million, with almost 80,000 deaths. Prime Minister Narendra Modi is urging everyone in India to remain vigilant.
We can't let our guard down until there is a vaccine. We hope that a vaccine is made available from any corner of the world as soon as possible. We hope that our scientists are soon successful and that we can soon relieve people of the world from this problem.
Cases are also continuing to soar in Brazil, where more than 15,000 new infections and 381 deaths have been reported. Meanwhile, the WHO's European branch says it expects the continent to see a rise in the daily number of COVID-19 deaths in October and November, as many countries experience a resurgence in cases after easing restrictions. France has seen one of the sharpest accelerations in the number of new infections in Western Europe in the past few weeks, with daily confirmed cases hitting record levels last week. It's recorded more than 6,000 new cases, with intensive care admissions, deaths, and the number of clusters in care homes also rising. France's second largest city, Marseille, has extended a mandatory order to wear masks in public spaces indoors and outdoors in the 26 districts surrounding it, as part of efforts to contain a sharp rise in infections. A ban has also been implemented on visiting the elderly in care homes, on single groups of more than 10 people sunbathing on beaches and in parks, and attending outdoor public events. Other areas of France, such as the southwestern town of Bordeaux and the area around Lille, have announced similar measures. Over the border in Italy, schools in 13 of the country's 20 regions have cautiously resumed face-to-face lessons after a six-month shutdown. The remaining 7 regions have decided to delay for another week. With 5.6 million children returning to school comes a strict new set of procedures, including mandatory mask wearing, physical distancing, and rotations of students at the exits and entrances. Roman primary school teacher Patrizia Tsuketa says while both staff and students are happy to be reunited, adjusting to the new rules is going to be challenging.
Our greatest fear, in addition to the fact that cases of COVID-19 may show up, is the difficulty of working in these conditions. At primary school, we were used to working with children seated in a circle, with children drawing posters in groups. I was used to entering the classroom and reading a book to children sitting in a circle on the ground. Now we can't do all these things, so it will be difficult for us to find new ways.
It's a different story in Jordan, where schools will be closed for 2 weeks from Thursday after a record jump in cases. Places of worship, restaurants and public markets will also be off limits as part of renewed restrictions. And you can stay up to date on the coronavirus in your language at sbs.com.au/coronavirus. Amy Hall, SBS News.